and have 1 year of sobriety, please leave your name and phone number with our secretary, Manu, or see one of the members of the speaker committee, Sam or Lori, during the break or after the meeting so we may contact you as a 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Kyle from San Diego.
Good evening, I'm Kyle, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Sean, for having me. Also, thank you, Lori and Minu, for welcoming me so well. And thank you guys for being here, and thank you guys for supporting this meeting. I have a sobriety date. It is July 28th of 2017, and if you know where you're at and you know what today is, that's tomorrow. So I'll have 2 years tomorrow if I wake up good and make it home. And No. By no means was I trying to encourage that. I left on my own devices. I end up living in a tent with a needle in my arm and a bag in the bottle, like a bottle in the bag. And like I owe this all to Alcoholics Anonymous and the God that I found here. I have a sponsor. His name is John. He's not here tonight, but I talk to him every day. And I have a home group. It's Old Town Speakers. It's tomorrow night. Starts at 7. You guys are welcome. It's up in La Jolla. If you want information, I can get it to you. But again, like, thank you guys for carrying on this meeting. I used to be involved at this meeting. I used to carry a couple of commitments at one time. And a lot of my behavior and some of the things that were going on in my life, like, really brought my life really, really small. And, like, the girl left. And I was borrowing money at work instead of, like, making money at work. And they ended up having to pay that debt, and they asked me to leave on my last day. And it was just a mess, dude. And that's when I gave up the sobriety date I once had. And from there, I had, like, a new experience of homelessness and a little, like, deprivation and, like, just really, really... it felt really severe after. I didn't really notice at the time what I was doing. I thought, like, living in a tent and stealing and boosting every day and selling gift cards and, like, taking from everybody around me, like, wasn't that bad. and it was, like, about a year or so that I lived that way. Like, I've been around Alcoholics Anonymous for the better part of a decade. And I never... would have, like, known that it could ever get that bad for me. And I know that if I, like, don't continue to do Alcoholics Anonymous, like I have been doing in the last 2 years, like, I will go right back to it, because that's what's always happened, dude. Every time, like the book says, there's always one more attempt and one more failure, and I know there's one more failure out there for me again, too. And I don't know, like, I came to Alcoholics Anonymous through, like, a detox. It seems like every time I go to detox program, they're always serving Alcoholics Anonymous. You'll find, like, three hots and a cot and a meeting. Because, like, this is where people get and stay sober. And I found that true for me, too. And when I, like, find enough willingness inside myself to, like, one, be of service to the people around me, but, like, also, like, find a good connection with one guy, like, a sponsor. And, like, I've tried to, like, get... close to one guy, dude, and that's one thing that's, like, really changed in this this go-around, is having some faith in another guy and a connection that, like, can show me the way, and I have faith in, like, what Alcoholics Anonymous can do for me. And I don't know if I can paint a good enough picture to describe, like, how terrible and how hopeless I really felt. But I literally walked back up to Alcoholics Anonymous with a stolen backpack and, like, stolen property, stolen shoes. Everything about me was, like, ripped off. And all I had to really show for it was myself. And I was 90 pounds lighter than I was before. And I had no idea, like, how it had happened one more time. Like I said, my life got really small. Like, the girl left. I lost the job. And, that idea that I've never been able to shake, that, like, incessant yearning to, like, change how I feel and get loaded, like, came back. And I always think I can just do it, like, one more time and I can get away with it. Like, it's just going to be a weekend, whatever it takes to, like, get me whatever I feel like I need is that drink. And like I end up loaded that time, and I just like know right then it's on, dude. And it stayed that way until like I never got too far away so that the friends and the people that like really cared for me stayed in contact with me. They would like reach out to me every once in a while, like, hey dude, like how bad is it? And I didn't think it was that bad. Like I said, like, well, what am I going to tell you? Like, oh, dude, I hate this. Like at the time, like when they would hit me up every month or so, like I just have too much going on. Like I'd just be like, dude, I got some things I got to do. I can't really tell you about. I got to go. But they always would check in with me, and it like meant a lot to me. Like at the time and like afterward, knowing that like the people that I made like the connection with in Alcoholics Anonymous, like still wanted to like reach out and like put the hand of AA out there for me. And until I was ready, those things kind of like fell to the wayside. And like when I got to a point where like an old close friend reached out and asked me like point blank, like, what happened to you? I'm like, that's a tough question to answer. Because I don't know the answer, one. And two, like the next question is, what you gonna do about it? And like, I don't really want to face that question either. And what I really felt at the time was just like, empty, dude. And like that's a rough place to be for me. And I wish I could tell you when that person came to visit me and asked me those hard questions that like I got sober that day. That really wasn't the case. It took me like the better part of like 6 weeks or so to like finally get around to it. But they like shook me enough to get me to like look in the mirror and like ask myself, like, am I done yet? Or like, how long is this going to go for? Like, I had been sleeping in, like, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, the back of my friend's truck, or, like, a tent. Like, the tent's good enough for me, dude. Like, I won't sleep actually in the, like, exposed. But if you give me a little shelter, I'll sleep in the park, on the curb. Like, it don't matter, dude. As long as I got what I need and I can get and stay loaded how I want to. And, like, that question in the mirror is, like, am I done yet, dude? Have I had enough? And like I knew right then, even if I like wasn't ready or done or whatever, I should feel like I am ready or done. Like it should be time. This should be not enough. And like just that idea, like I knew that I should want to be willing was enough to make me like pick up the phone and get connected with another detox, man. Like for me, I have to be completely removed from the situation. I can't like have access to a thing, not money, not people, not like a phone, not like the liquor store, nothing. I like jail's a good place for me. Detox, they give you a little bit of leniency. If like you can hold it together and not ask them or tell them that you're leaving, you got like a good chance. And I ended up like signing up at a couple of county-funded detoxes, my favorite places to get sober. and one took me the first time. I stayed for 12 hours. I had a nice, hefty little habit that made me real sick when I missed it. And like I woke up that next morning to like 6-7 hours later after I had gotten there, and it was on, dude. I thought I had a couple of bucks in the bank. Like, that didn't turn out that way. But I was gone, dude. And it took me like 3-4 weeks to muster up the courage to start calling the other detox again. And 2 years ago, man, 2 years ago today, I walked up to the VOA detox and checked in. And like, I know that because I woke up there the next day on the 28th. I don't really remember going. I don't remember like getting there. I do remember calling in the midday, but something in between there, I blacked out or whatever you want to call it. And I woke up there the next day and like I was so sick and so hopeless, like I just didn't have it in me to even move. Like I stayed in the bed for like 2-3 days other than the bathroom and the shower. Like I wasn't really going anywhere. And from there, man, like I got back in Alcoholics Anonymous, dude, and I quickly like asked another man for help again. And like since then, I've like followed his direction to like embellish or like grow within the rooms and the higher power that I have found here will keep me sober. And like finding some reliance and continuing to surrender, like these key words that he throws at me, these aren't like things I don't come up with, and practicing some principles of like, help me stay here. And I can only really hope to stick around even longer. Hopefully tomorrow will be 2 years. And if there's anybody that needs help, I got some guys with me, man. I'm willing to help, dude. Thanks.